Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
God is looking for some deliverers and some people that will do the will of God. Some people will listen to the voice of God and act on his instructions. I said, woman of God, we're here. The prophet's here. We're going to pray for your mother. Because I came up under a man of God that told me, if you can believe. Come on, has I got a church here? You can clap your hands for King Jesus. Is there a church here? Is there a church here? If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. But if I stayed in my position, I wouldn't have been able to go and pray. What I'm saying, you have to change your position because someone needs your help. And we prayed for the mother. She said, the mother don't even know my name. Gross darkness. When your own family member, your own woman, you carry for 9 months. You give birth to. May God help us change your position. And the Bible says Gideon arose and he done what God wanted him to do. And God is saying, in this season, I'm looking for men and women that are going to take me at my word. That are going to believe me for what I told them that they could do. Because the difference between an ordinary Christian and a real Christian is the one that's going to believe him and take him at his word. Is there a church here? He's saying, change your position so I can use you in your generation. So lives can be changed and people can be set free. We're going to go down to another person that had to arise. The Bible says, Gideon. There was another man that had to arise. It's okay with the music. There was another man that had to arise. His name was Moses. And the Bible says that Moses was a deliverer. And he was called to deliver. There are some people at the sound of my voice, you've been called to deliver. Clap your hands for King Jesus. That he thought his time was come. There are many people you think your time has come, but Moses tried to do it in his own strength. And God is saying, not in your own strength, my son. And the Bible says he thought he was disqualified. He thought he was disqualified. And he had to wait 40 whole years. Who starts ministry at the age of 80? I'm here to let you know that, listen to me, God has not counted you out. Don't count out anybody. I said, don't count out anybody. Don't look down at anybody. There was a young boy, they used to look down on him. And he had big brothers called Shaman and Alba, and they used to look down on him and shut your mouth, go and get the cheese. What are you doing there? They used to slap him up and beat him up. But the Bible says one day a man of God came to his house and anointed him with oil. And said, I have chosen you. He said, don't look at the way they dress. Don't look at what they've got on. Don't look at the outward appearance. God is not looking at your nails and your hair, the weave and the shoes. You see, man looks on the outward appearance. Man looks on the color. And man looks about what, how big you are, how tall you are. And as you can see, I'm not very tall. He said, listen to me, I'm not looking at those things. I'm looking at the heart. You see, God sees the heart. So don't write nobody off. Because you never qualified them, so you can't disqualify them. Is there a church here? I said, you never qualified them, so you cannot disqualify them. Moses thought he was disqualified. And there are many people in the sound of my voice, you think you're disqualified. You're not disqualified. I count you in today in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says it was all over for him. Yes, baby. You fix it up, fix it up, fix it up. He thought it was all over for him. This is a good woman. Bless the Lord for you. He thought it was all over for him. And there's some people in the sound of my voice, you think it's all over for you. It's not all over. It's only just begun. Clap your hands for King Jesus. And the Bible says he was looking after his father's flock, his father-in-law's flock, not even his own flock. He didn't even have his own flock. But the Bible says one fateful day, he went down and he saw a bright light and he saw the bush on fire, but it was not consumed. That's the God that we serve. He'll set you on fire, but he won't consume you. Is there a church here today? And he wants to set some people on fire. I said it yesterday. If you can't get anointed, get excited. And the Bible says, I've seen the oppression of my people in Israel, and I'm sending you. Arise. There's a time we have to arise. God will always give you an impossible task. God will never give you an easy task. Because if it was too easy, you wouldn't need him. It's always going to be an impossible task. Is there anybody here that believes God? God will always give you something that's bigger than you. I said, God will always give you something that is bigger than you. God don't want to give you no small task. God can't get the glory out of small tasks. God gets the glory out of big tasks, big things, impossible situation. That's where God gets the glory. Change your position. Moses had to change his position even when we don't even want to. There are many people, they don't want to change their position. See this lady, she was a nice little lady, just really quiet. She's, oh, you see her, that's how she is. But she said, I have to arise and start my own business. And she never knew how much pain and suffering and hard work will come with starting your own business. And how you would have to change, but you must take your position. Is there a church here? Moses had to take his position. And when he took his position, he was remembered. You will not be remembered if you stay where you are. Is there a church here? I'm going to say that again. You will not be remembered if you stay where you are. I'm trying to teach you. I want you to really get it. Because I'm provoking you to move out from where you are. I'm provoking you to go out and win the loss. I'm provoking you to go out and do what God has called you to do. I'm provoking you to arise. Change your position. Arise. Shine. The light has come. You are the light that this world needs. You are the city that is set on the hill. You are that candle. Don't put it under the bed, but put it where the whole world can see. You see, I'm an evangelist at heart, so I'm a man, I like to win souls. I like to go out and win souls. So when we come together like this, it's great. It's great. It's wonderful. This is what we're supposed to do. But 400 light bulbs in one place is just going to make one bright light. But when those 400 light bulbs scatter and disperse, then they light up everywhere they are. Is there a church here? God is saying, I'm getting ready to light up some people. Come on, I'm getting ready to light up some people. There's some people that have been in a low position too long. You've been in the place of Christianity and you're saying, God, I really want to move. I don't like where I am. I know there is more for me. And God is saying, you're saying to God, God, I need more. And you're fasting and you're praying, but you still don't see more. And you're saying, God, I want more. God, I'm hungry for you. God, I want to see the miracles. I want to see the signs. I want to see the blind eyes open. I want to see the dead raised. This is my prayer. And you're saying, God, I need more. I need more. I need more. I'm not happy with where I am. I'm not satisfied. I need more. I need more. I need more. Is there anybody saying, I need more? I need more. You're not running away from the race. You're running two ways. You're saying, I need more. I need more. I need more. Is anyone saying, I need more? I need more. I don't know why I'm just sidetracking here. You see, I was out there in the world. And you see me, there's two things I cared about. I know my wife's here. She knows the score. She knows how I go. But listen to me. Any man in Christ is a new creature. Amen? See, the only thing I cared about, big man, was the two G's. Know the two G's? Close, Bishop, close. Keep playing for me. Keep playing for me, Chris. You're doing wonderful. Keep playing for me, my brother. Keep playing. Only thing I cared about was girls and ganja. But you look so cute. That's why I don't want you women to be deceived. Oh, let me go back to Sunday morning. That's why I don't want you women to be deceived. Because a man can come into church and look cute. Let me stay here for one moment. Men can come into church and look cute, but he doesn't care about the J. He cares about the G. But find a man that cares about J, because then you'll have the HG. And then he will look after the W, the woman. And he will treat her like a W wife. Clap your hands for King Jesus. We're back to where I was going. And that's all I cared about. But I needed more. I wasn't satisfied with where I was. I needed more. I said, God, there must be more to life than this. And I remember saying to God, God, when is the last time I looked on the world with a clear head? Okay, so I come home and my wife, mom used to see my eyes red. My mom's like, she's calmed down now. She's calmed down now. She's saved now. This rough-neck Jamaican woman from St. Anne's Bay, Jamaica. I turned out all right in the end.
Come on.
He said, you still a small boy? I said, no, mom. You're too lying. Because my eyes are red. But I wanted more. And I decided, even as we just read the church history, and I had someone come to me, and they kept coming to me, and they said, you must come to church. Come to church. There's a man of God that does miracles. There's a man of God that does healing. And he said, but this man had arisen, and this man didn't let me go. And this man saw something in me that I didn't see. And he finally got a hold of me, and I came to church. And can I be honest with you? Sometimes I came to church with weed in my pocket. And when I came out of the church, I lit it up on my way home. Good service, good service. No, because sometimes people see us and they think, oh, yeah, you're Christians. Oh, yeah, yeah. Clap, clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a story behind the glory. Is there a church here? Look at someone say, there's a story behind the glory. There's a story behind each glory. But in my heart, there was more. There was more, there's more. I wasn't happy with where I was. But this man kept preaching the gospel. And he kept piercing my heart. And he kept piercing my heart. And he'd offend me, but I'd still come back for more. That's that. Schizophrenia. But he kept offending me. But I knew that he had something that I'd never saw anywhere else. I knew he had arisen. And he was shining. And there were Gentiles coming to his light. And finally, I said to myself, I'm going to change my position. And I made the decision to change my position. I said, I don't want to be where I am anymore. I want to be somewhere else. And there are many at the sound of my voice, you say, I'm not happy with where I am. I need a change. I know there must be more to this Christianity. I tell young people, don't waste your 20s. Don't waste your 20s. You were born to change your generation. Don't waste your years. Don't waste your 30s. Don't waste your 40s. Don't waste your 50s. Don't waste your 60s. Don't waste your 70s. Don't waste your years. Because it's time for you to arise. Because the light has come. So there's the Logos. There's the Logos. But when it becomes Kairos, because we can say this anytime, arise and shine, because the light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen. But when it becomes Kairos, God is saying, I need you to arise now. Because the word is going forth now. And God is saying, I'm calling you now. I'm stirring up something now in your belly. He's saying, now is the time to arise. Now is the time to make a difference. Now.
in your generation now. There are evangelists that are sounding my voice and you're saying, I need souls. I need souls. I need souls. I need the lost. I need the dying. I need those that are far from God. I need them. I need them. Change your position. I tell people, if you don't care about souls, I doubt that you're a Christian. Your hand clap was really, really offensive. Moses changed his position. He said, come now. I'm sending you. I'm sending you to broken women. I'm sending you to women that are hurt. Women that I want you to birth. You have babies in your womb. You have broken women in your womb. But they're going to stay broken if you don't arise. Is there a church here? There are young people that don't know their left from their right, killing each other and spending 25 years at the age of 18 behind bars for senseless violence, killing people for being in the wrong area, and they've got the rest of their life to think about one foolish act. So 2 minutes of foolishness can cost you 25 years. Arise. Shine. For thy light has come. As I took you down to Moses, I'm taking you down to 2 Kings chapter 7. I'm trying to go in a slow jam. Just flow with me. Flow with me. 2 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 4. And the Bible said it was dark. Someone say it was dark. It was very dark. And there was a famine. And people were eating babies. And people were doing some stuff that they should not do. Unheard of. And it was dark. And the Bible said there were 4 leprous men. And you know what they done? They sat there. Just like some of us. Sitting there. And they said, one of them arose up. After the word went forth. You see, there's something about the word. The Bible said it didn't profit many because they didn't mix it with. See, if the word goes forth and you don't mix it with faith, it's a waste of time. You have to mix the word with faith. And the Bible says, one of them said, why sit we here? Why sit we here and die? If we stay here, we die. If we go into the city, we die. So let us arise and do something and fall upon the camp of the Syrians. And the Bible says they arose. They changed their position. There's someone you're looking to change your position at your workplace. Is there anybody here? You're looking to change your position. You're looking to change your job. There's some of you, you've got gifts and you've got talents. And God is saying, if you do not use what I've given you, I'll take it away. You'll lose it. There's some of you, you turn agricultural farmer and you get spade and bucket and you dig up the ground and you bury your gift. And I'm telling you to dig it back up and use the talent that God has given you. And they arose and they changed their position. You see, when you change your position, you never know what you can get. When you step by faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And when they went, they got more than they could bargain for. Change your position. There's some of you, I've got written here. I'm sticking with my notes. Clap the Lord, clap the Lord, clap the Lord. God is saying, arise. Start the business. Start the ministry. Work the dream. I've got here, don't get offended at me. Thank you. Some of us will remain broke if we don't arise. Selah. Pause and think about this. The J-O-B, the just above broke, ain't doing it. I'm preaching to the preacher right now. Some of us remain broke if we don't arise. They arose and they went and they got more than they could bargain for. And there are some of you sitting down in ministry and you're waiting for someone to wave some magic wand over your life and lay some oil on you. Listen to me, some of us have had more oil than KFC.
Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.